Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. SCO declaration strongly condemns Pahalgam attack and sends unified message against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges member nations to hold accountable countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism. Prime Minister Modi stresses on ending Ukraine conflict during meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. India rushes humanitarian aid to earthquake hit Afghanistan as death toll crosses 800. China and Russia backs Iran to reject European move to restore sanctions on Tehran over nuclear agreement, and students take to streets across Indonesia as protests continue despite crackdown and deaths. In a major diplomatic win for India, the member states of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, have unequivocally condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack that took place on the 22nd of April this year and called for justice against those responsible. At the conclusion of the SCO summit, held at Tianjin in China, the Tianjin Declaration was adopted, delivering a comprehensive statement of unity against terrorism and acknowledging India's contributions to regional peace and development. Our correspondent covering Prime Minister's China visit has filed this report.
With the renewed sense of purpose and strengthened resolve, the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin concluded on a high note. In a firm stand, the member states condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd. The document extended condolences to the victims, rejecting all forms of double standards in the fight against terrorism. The declaration underscored the need for enhanced global cooperation to prevent the cross-border movement of the terrorists. The document also recognized India's global vision of One Earth, One Family, One Future, reaffirming India's leadership in driving inclusive and sustainable development across the region and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's active participation and strategic engagements on the sidelines further cemented India's position as a stabilizing force in the region and a key partner in global peace and development. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Early in the day, addressing the SCO summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon SCO member countries to take decisive action against terrorism in all its manifestations. Mr. Modi urged the group to hold countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism accountable.
पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
The Prime Minister emphasized India's approach to strengthening cooperation under the SCO framework. Mr. Modi noted that India seeks greater action under three pillars: security, connectivity, and opportunity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation in various sectors on the sidelines of the SCO summit and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties. Both leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. The Prime Minister conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year. In his opening remarks, Mr. Modi said New Delhi and Moscow have been continuously discussing the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and welcomed all the recent efforts for peace. He stressed on ending the Ukraine conflict at the earliest.
कठिन से कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी भारत और रूस हमेशा कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चले हैं। हमारा करीबी सहयोग न केवल दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए बल्कि वैश्विक शांति, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है। यूक्रेन में चल रहे संघर्ष के विषय में हम लगातार चर्चा करते रहे हैं। हाल में किए गए शांति के सभी प्रयासों का हम स्वागत करते हैं। हम आशा करते हैं कि सभी पक्ष कंस्ट्रक्टिवली आगे बढ़ेंगे, संघर्ष को जल्द से जल्द खत्म करने और स्थायी शांति स्थापित करने का रास्ता खोजना होगा। ये पूरी मानवता की पुकार है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since returned to New Delhi after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to Japan and China. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin praised India's efforts in resolving the Ukraine conflict during the SCO summit. He expressed high regard for the contributions of India and other strategic partners in facilitating peace. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has stated that detailed plans have been developed for a multinational troop deployment to Ukraine. She said that the force will be part of broader security guarantees for Ukraine following the end of the conflict with Russia, with backing from the United States. Meanwhile, EU spokesperson Arianna Podesta blamed Russia for the suspected GPS jamming of a plane carrying President von der Leyen and route to Bulgaria. Ms. von der Leyen was travelling to Bulgaria yesterday on a charter flight as part of a four-day tour of EU countries bordering Russia and Belarus. The plane landed safely at Plovdiv Airport. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has rushed humanitarian aid to Afghanistan following a devastating earthquake in the Kunar province, which claimed the lives of at least 812 people and injured over 2,800 others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki and expressed condolences at the loss of lives in Afghanistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul today. He informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. The minister assured the further relief material will be sent from India starting tomorrow. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief at the loss of lives due to earthquake in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India stands ready to provide all possible humanitarian aid and relief to those affected by the earthquake in Afghanistan. UN Security Council permanent members China and Russia today backed Iran in rejecting a move by European countries to reimpose UN sanctions on Tehran loosened a decade ago under a nuclear agreement. A letter signed by the Chinese, Russian and Iranian foreign minister said a move by Britain, France and Germany to automatically restore the sanctions under a so-called snapback mechanism was legally and procedurally flawed. China and Russia were signatories to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers along with the three European countries known as the E3. In Indonesia, hundreds of students took to the streets across the country today, defying fears of a government crackdown following deadly weekend riots that killed 8 people, the worst violence in over 20 years. According to media reports, protesters gathered outside the National Parliament in Jakarta, where police maintained a heavy presence. The unrest began last week after the government approved increased benefits for lawmakers, sparking widespread anger among students and civil groups. Despite the risk, protesters continuing voicing frustration over corruption and inequality, demanding accountability from political leaders. At least 5 crew members on board has been killed in a Pakistani army helicopter crash in Chilas, Diamer district of Gilgit, Baltistan today. Authorities suspect a technical failure caused the crash. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake to the inaugurated construction of the Jaffna International Cricket Stadium in Mandai Tivu Island, describing it as a landmark initiative to strengthen national unity through sport. The Jaffna International Cricket Stadium is to be built in 4 phases with a final capacity of 40,000 spectators and facilities for day-night matches. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. SCO declaration strongly condemns Pahalgam attack and sends unified message against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges member nations to hold accountable countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism. Prime Minister Modi stresses on ending Ukraine conflict during meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. India rushes humanitarian aid to earthquake hit Afghanistan as death toll crosses 800. China and Russia backs Iran to reject European move to restore sanctions on Tehran over nuclear agreement. And students take to streets across Indonesia as protests continue despite crackdown and deaths. And that concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.